In our previous year, we discussed the issue, seemingly to the idea that the Rebbe is a Navi from the Gemaris, and we explained the different biurim, how to understand those specific Gemaris. Today we're going to talk about a much deeper issue, and that is that we are going around saying that our Rebbe and Abisenu Nesiyenu are not just tzaddikim, but also neviim. But seemingly, the Alter Rebbe not only hints fakert, the Alter Rebbe actually says fakert. Where does the Alter Rebbe say fakert? The Alter Rebbe in Igros Kodesh, Ois Chof Beis, we know the Alter Rebbe's letters, very gishmaka letters, and Igeres Chof Beis, the Alter Rebbe is Poshet complaining that people are coming to him v'ikar about inyonim gashmim. We know Hasidim would go into Yechides by the Rebbe. Yechides was mainly started to help people in their avoid the ruchnis. Also, once you're dealing with ruchnis, people would also ask about inyonim gashmim, and they saw Yeshua's tremendous deliverances and brachis from the Rabbeim. But the Rabbeim never felt themselves that their job is to give Eitzes and Gashmias, was mainly to give Adrocha Ruchni. That's the Inyan of a Rebbe, seemingly. But the more people heard that the Rabbeim are giving amazing advice, Amamish, you're getting advice from Moshe Rabbeinu how to deal with Inyanim Gashmim, and Gashmi is the Chfart, you have to deal, you live in Olam Hazeh. So people were coming more and more to ask advice about Inyanim Gashmim. And the Alter Rebbe got very upset. And the Alter Rebbe said, he writes like this: Ayei eifei matzasa minig ze be'echad mikol sifrei chachmei yisol rishonim v'achroinim. Where did you pick up this strange custom to ask lishel be'etze gashmias? To ask about inyonim gashmim. Where did you come up with this idea? He says, even the G'dayli Yisrael, Tanoim, Amoroim, they barely asked about Inyonim Gashmi. The only people that you could ask about Inyonim Gashmi, here's the key. Listen to this quote. Ki'im l'neviim mamish, asher hayu lefnim b'Yisrael kishmuel, haroi asher holach elav shol lidresh Hashem al dvar asoyne shenevdu la'aviv. The only ones that could actually answer Shilas about Inyonim Gashmiim, those are neviim. We find that Shaul HaMelech, his first encounter with Shmuel, was when Shaul lost his father's donkeys. They got lost, and he went searching for it, and he went to Shmuel to find the donkeys. The idea is, the Alter Rebbe says, that b'meile, we were Nevi'im, so therefore you could ask Shailes Begashmis, but ayois, that the tzaddikim are not Nevi'im, so therefore, why are we asking Shilas about Inyonim Gashmim? This is what the Alter Rebbe says clearly in Tanya. If that's the case, we are Chsidim of the Rabbeim. We're going around saying that the Rabbeim are Nevi'im. And the Alter Rebbe says, Befedish, that the Nesiyei Chabad are not Nevi'im. So, what's going on? How do we do that? How do we explain this? And this Shilas was asked to the Rebbe, after the Sikha of Shoiftim Tov Shinon Aleph, the Rebbe actually bavarned this Shaila in one of the Oras, which I find fascinating. Look at Ora 101 in the Sikha of Shoiftim Tov Shinon Aleph, where the Rebbe is speaking about the Rabbeim, they should help you, binyonim ruchnim, binyonim gashmim. The Rebbe brings down, v'av shekosav admur azok, and even though the Alter Rebbe writes that Shilas and Gashmias should not be asked only to Nevi'im. Now, the Rebbe's answer is Poshet, a paradigm shift. It's a world-changing view. And that is, the Rebbe asks a simple Shaila. After the Alter Rebbe wrote what he wrote, did he stop answering Shilas about Inyonim Gashmias? Did the Middle Rebbe stop answering Shilas? Did any of our Rabbeim stop answering Shilas about Inyonim Gashmim? The answer is no, it only got more, to the extent
Rabbi Groner Alva Shalom would say the story that when he was a bacher in 770, I think it was Tavshin Ches, Tavshin Mamesh in the later years of the Friedrich Rebbe's life, one day Reb Shmuel Levitin Alva Shalom came in and called over a few bacherim and said, it's time to go into Yechidus and ask Shilas about Inyonim Ruchnim. He said, why? He says, the Friedrich Rebbe told Rabbi Leol Simpson that he wants to stop Yechidus because no one's asking Shilas Binyonim Ruchim. Not just became Ruchnius and Gashmius. We reached a point in America, the whole Yechidus every night is only about Gashmius. And he wants to stop Yechidus. So Reb Shmuel said, if the Bochum start asking Shilas Ruchnius, maybe the Friedrich Rebbe will continue giving Yechidus. My point is that the Rabbeim kept on answering Shilas about Inyonim Gashmius. In Yechidus and Bechsav. And if that's the case, after the Alter Rebbe says that the only Nevi'im are allowed to answer Inyonim Gashmim, and the Alter Rebbe continued to answer, and all our Rebbeim continued to answer, says the Rebbe, this itself is a Raya that they are Nevi'im, because they continue to answer, in the words of the Rebbe. Mikol makim yedua shel achri ze niskablu etzal admur hazokin v'rabbi seinu siyenu mali mikoymoi shailes chasidim yonim gashmim. He still answered in yonim gashmim. And now look, v'ona aleim. Not just they heard the shailes, they answered the shailes. And this itself, adarab, is mechazik our raya and our hashkofa that are rabbeim are nevi'im. Because after the Alter Rebbe said only a Navi could answer Shilas about Gashmius, the Rabbeim continued to answer. And with this, I want to share with you a little bit of a hergish, a perspective, about how we have to look at the Rebbe's Igros Kodesh. Bechlau, you should realize that it was a tremendous chidush that the Rebbe allowed the Igros to be printed. No one dreamed, even the Maskiris, and I heard from them themselves, when they were saving the letters, putting it into, you know, catalog, saving it by years, they were doing it because the Rebbe's Torah should be kept, never thinking that it actually would one day be printed. That the Rebbe should print his private letters to private people about all different types of things. Chassidim never thought that the Rebbe would allow his Igros to be printed. It was only later in the Mems, Rabbi Chanin asked if they should print it, and the Rebbe said, is there even what to print? A whole story how the Igros started. But once the Rebbe gave his Ishur, the Rebbe started pushing that one krach after another krach, printed. Now, actually, in the Mavoi, the index, the introduction to Igros Chelek Yud Beis, the one that wrote the Mavoi is Rabbi Levin. He writes a Hergish. Now you have to know that everything in the Mavoi was actually checked over by the Rebbe. So even though it's written as a Hergish of Rabbi Levin, it was no question the Rebbe saw it. I don't know if the Rebbe was Magia it, but the Rebbe looked over each Mavoi of the Igros Kodesh. And in the Mavoi of Igros Yud Beis, page 16, Rabbi Levin writes the following thing. That we know that the Alter Rebbe used to give Yechidus, but when he said there's too many people in too little time, instead he gave them the Tanya. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. All the answers are in the Tanya. Says Rabbi Levin, "B'meshech asorei shonim kibol chakat moshlita alofim mirvavis anoshim liyechidus." For tens of years, for decades, the Rebbe was mekabel people in Yechidus. However, in the later years, especially after the early Mems, all of a sudden Yechidus stopped. And yet, exactly at that time, v'ini b'diyuk b'tkufa zu zoichimanu laifanas laifas kracha Igros Kodesh b'tfus. All of a sudden, the Rebbe is allowing us to print the Igros. So Rabbi Levin said, you should look at the Igros as the Alter Rebbe's Tanya that has the Tshuvos L'chol HaSheilos. The Rebbe Taka took away Yechidus, but he gave us the Igros. You want to know my Hashkofa, you want to know my Shita, look in the Igros. You'll find the answers to all your Shilas. In Tanya, you have to imagine what the answer to all the Shilas are. But in the Rebbe's Igris, Ruchnias, Gashmias, you name it, every Shaila the Rebbe deals with, you open up the Mafteach, the index, you can find literally an answer to almost every Shaila you may have, how the Rebbe answered at least somebody else in a similar circumstance. But I want to be Moisif one Nikuda. And that is, a lot of people say, why is it important for us to know what the Rebbe answered this person about his Gashmias problem, this person's Gashmias problem? Why is that important to print? So besides the fact that there are many people in Klal Yisrael that should have problems with Gashmias, and they we have to know the Rebbe's Hashkafa, every time you see a letter of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe is answering someone's problem, the Gashmias, it's supposed to reinforce in you that the Rebbe is a Novi. When you see the Igris Kodesh, knowing that only a Novi answers Shilas about Nyonim Gashmim, that's what the Alter Rebbe paskins, and the Rebbe obviously follows the psak of the Alter Rebbe, and yet the Rebbe continues to answer person after person, every volume of Igris, we Baruch Hashem have 32 volumes, is another light on the Rebbe being a Novi. It's reinforcing letter after letter after letter that the Rebbe is a Novi. So therefore, it comes out, Sayal Pinigla, Sayal Pinister, you can say that Yesh Novi be Yisrael.